Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ken Michaels of the Corn Country Cruisers about their upcoming events on July 13th and August 10th. So the Corn Country Cruisers are having a couple of events later on this summer, and one's coming up pretty quickly. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have in July, this month, we have Ron Semler, who is an Elvis impersonator and does a great job, and he's a local guy on top of it. And that is coming up July the 13th. Of course, we'll have our regular stuff, the kid games and the door prizes and everything else as well. And the American Legion, of course, always makes food for us at our cruise events, which is very nice. And we invite everyone to come down and have a great time.
And that's right down here on the square?
Yes, it is, right in the park. Elvis takes a stage at 7, from 7 to 8.
So. And what time does everything start?
At 5 o'clock, the cruise actually starts, and we have music going, recorded music until 7, and then when Elvis comes on, then until 8, and then we play music, and everybody has a good time and leaves around 9 o'clock, or right after, shortly after 9.
And you had a cruise night back in June. Did you have a pretty good turnout?
Yes, we did. May was really windy and cold, and the numbers were low, but they came back pretty good in June, so... We're looking for a nice crowd in July to bring people down on the square. And it brings people to town. A lot of times they'll stop it because of the hours, you know, mainly convenience stores and restaurants and gas stations and so on. But they do come in and spend some money. And I think it's nice to have people in town enjoying themselves.
Great. And do you have to register to show a car then?
This on the cruise nights, you can if you like to, because you don't win a door prize and we don't give one to you unless you register, which is kind of what all the clubs do. But you don't have to, no.
And how would somebody register if they were interested?
They just go to the registration tent that night. There's always a tent there on the north side of the square, or north side of the park, and the cars park on the north side of the square.
All right. And on average, what would you say is a pretty typical number of vehicles down there?
Anywhere from 60 to probably 100. I mean, you never know. It just depends on how many events. And the weather has a big factor in whether or not people show up. So last year was really hot, and some people didn't go too much. And that, you know, last year was 95 or more. So, but if the weather's nice like it is today, you can expect a higher turnout.
Great. And you're also having an event in August, is that correct?
Yes, we are. We're having the Schmidt Family Band, which we've never had before. Looking forward to seeing them. They are from Vinton, and they do classic, mostly 60s and 70s music. It's a father and mother and three sons. So we're looking forward to having them in August, and that is August 10th for that event. They start at 6, from 6 to 9. So I got an easy job. I only have to DJ for 1 hour that night from 5 to 6.
And how did you get involved with the Corn Country Cruisers?
I just liked old cars ever since I was a little kid. I always had, my brother had hot rods and stuff, and I just, you know, were drawn to it somehow, and we did a lot of that, working on them and all that, you know, back in the day, as they say now. And it just kind of carried over. And then a number of years ago, I got involved with this club, which is a great bunch of people. They do a lot of good things. We give away money for charity each year at the end of the year. We pick out a charity and give it to them. And we sponsor a scholarship at the high school. So, and plus, like I said, the Legion gets all of, we don't get any money from the Legion. I mean, they sell all the food and it all goes to them. We don't get any of that. So we try to do a lot of good things for the community, as many as we can, and bring people to Washington and enjoy this beautiful square and a beautiful city.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Come on down, July 13th and also August 10th. We appreciate having everybody there and have a good time.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Ken Michaels of the Corn Country Cruisers about their cruise night on the square on July 13th and August 10th. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.